What if walking through walls, becoming invisible, or teleporting across space weren't just fantasy, but scientific possibilities waiting to be unlocked? This question drives Michio Kaku's exploration of seemingly magical technologies through the lens of cutting-edge physics. Throughout history, impossible has proven to be a temporary label. Continental drift, once ridiculed by scientists, is now accepted as plate tectonics. The atomic bomb was deemed impossible until it dramatically altered human history. Even the dinosaur extinction by meteor strike was once considered absurd fantasy. Kaku thoughtfully categorizes these impossibilities into three classes. Class 1 technologies don't violate physical laws and might emerge within decades or centuries. Class 2 technologies sit at the edge of our understanding and might take millennia. And Class 3 technologies would violate known physics. Surprisingly few technologies fall into this last category. This framework reminds us that what seems impossible to our civilization might be routine for a more advanced one, just as our smartphones would appear magical to medieval minds. As Arthur C. Clarke famously noted, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. When Captain Kirk shouts "Shields up!" on Star Trek, he's invoking technology that might eventually become reality. Michael Faraday discovered invisible electromagnetic fields could exert force across empty space. While none of the four fundamental forces behave exactly like fictional force fields, alternatives show promise. Physicist Adi Hershkovich created the plasma window in 1995, a sheet of superheated gas separating vacuum from air, similar to Star Trek's shuttle bay barriers. Future versions might vaporize incoming projectiles. Invisibility, once thought impossible, has advanced through metamaterials, artificial substances with unnatural optical properties. In 2006, researchers made objects invisible to microwave radiation by manipulating the index of refraction, allowing light to flow around objects like water around a boulder. Progress accelerated rapidly, with scientists creating materials working in the visible spectrum. Within decades, working invisibility shields may emerge from laboratories, though early versions will likely be rigid cylinders rather than flexible cloaks. Given these developments, both force fields and invisibility qualify as Class 1 impossibilities, challenging but potentially achievable within our century. Despite critics claiming planet-destroying weapons like the Death Star are impossible, physics sets no fundamental limit on energy concentration in light beams. The quantum revolution enabled practical energy weapons, starting with Town's Maser in the 1950s. Today's military uses chemical lasers powerful enough to intercept missiles. Handheld ray guns remain impractical, mainly because they would require a miniature power source with the output of a massive electrical station. Teleportation seemed impossible under Newtonian physics, but quantum theory revealed new possibilities. At the quantum level, particles can make quantum leaps, disappearing and reappearing elsewhere. The breakthrough came in 1993 when IBM scientists proved teleportation was physically possible through quantum entanglement. First demonstrated with photons in 1997, by 2004, scientists were teleporting properties between beryllium atoms. While atomic teleportation exists today, and complex molecules may be teleportable within decades, human teleportation remains a Class 2 impossibility due to the challenge of maintaining quantum coherence across trillions of atoms. While natural telepathy remains science fiction, brain reading technology is advancing rapidly. Scientists like Marcel Just can identify fMRI patterns for specific object categories with 80-90% accuracy. Physicists are developing super-sensitive atomic magnetometers that could lead to handheld MRI devices, potentially capable of decoding certain thoughts. Due to the brain's distributed nature, scientists may only ever compile a dictionary of thought patterns corresponding to specific ideas. By 2035, advanced robotics might control transportation and household systems. early AI using the top-down approach faced barriers. Robots can see better than humans but struggle to understand what they see. Researchers shifted to the bottom-up approach, mimicking evolution and infant learning. At MIT, Rodney Brooks created insectoid robots that learned through trial and error rather than complex mathematical computations. The greatest challenge remains replicating the human brain's 100 billion neurons, as even advanced neural networks contain only hundreds. If overcome, thinking machines matching human intelligence could emerge this century, making them a class one impossibility. Earth will eventually become uninhabitable as our sun expands into a red giant. With conventional rockets requiring 70,000 years to reach Alpha Centauri, humanity's survival demands revolutionary propulsion systems. Promising technologies include ion engines, solar sails, ramjet fusion engines, and Project Orion's mini nuclear bomb propulsion concept. Space elevators could reduce launch costs from $10,000 to $1 per pound, while nanotechnology-based miniature probes offer alternatives to crewed vessels. Space travel presents formidable challenges beyond Earth's protection. Weightlessness causes physical deterioration, micrometeorites traveling at extreme speeds require enhanced shielding, and deep space radiation far exceeds Earth levels. To address the lengthy journey times, suspended animation shows promise. University of Pittsburgh scientists have revived dogs after hours of clinical death using specialized cold solutions, while researchers have successfully induced suspended states in mice using hydrogen sulfide. Are alternate universes really possible? Parallel universes have become one of the most debated topics in theoretical physics. String theory revolutionized physics by proposing that subatomic particles are vibrations of tiny strings in 10 dimensions, with 6 dimensions having curled up. This theory suggests our universe might be a membrane floating in 11-dimensional hyperspace alongside other bubble universes. Quantum mechanics presents another type of parallel universe that troubled Einstein. The Schrödinger's cat paradox illustrates this. A cat in a sealed box with a radioactive trigger exists in both alive and dead states until observed. Hugh Everett's many worlds theory suggests the universe exists in parallel states defined by a wave function of the universe. Time travel raises paradoxical questions about causality. Einstein proved travel to the future possible through relativistic time dilation, while backward time travel creates logical paradoxes. Theoretical designs include wormholes connecting distant points in time, rotating infinite cylinders, and cosmic string models. Three possible resolutions exist. You simply repeat history without free will, mysterious forces prevent paradox-creating actions, or the universe splits into parallel timelines when you change the past. What we consider impossible today may become commonplace tomorrow. The history of science teaches us that exploring the boundaries of possibility often leads to our greatest breakthroughs. When scientists studied perpetual motion machines, they discovered the laws of thermodynamics. When Einstein contemplated impossible scenarios like riding alongside light beams, he revolutionized physics. The technologies that seem like magic today, invisibility, teleportation, artificial intelligence, are already emerging from laboratories around the world. Perhaps the most profound lesson is that our imagination often precedes our achievements. The dreams of science fiction writers frequently become the research projects of scientists and eventually the technologies that transform our world. As we continue pushing these boundaries, remember that today's impossibilities are tomorrow's textbook examples. The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it's stranger than we can imagine. By embracing this endless frontier of possibility, we ensure that human potential remains truly limitless.